This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, a little bit of history here. Do you guys remember the story of the Sullivan brothers? During World War II, the Sullivan brothers were a family of five, I believe, who wanted to all serve together. And unfortunately, they all died when their ship was bombed. And as a result, the Army and the military had to change the rules on a last surviving progeny of a family being discharged and not serving so they could still keep the family name, and also rules about family members serving together. Well, 75 years later, they have found the warship on which the five brothers and nearly 690 of their other shipmates were lost. The USS Juno, it was an Atlanta-class light cruiser, was discovered on St. Patrick's Day about 2.6 miles beneath the surface in the Solomon Islands. This is according to a statement by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. The Juno had been sunk by a Japanese torpedo in November 1942 during the Battle of Guadalcanal. Only 10 sailors survived. And so the ship Juno, the USS Juno, has become identified with the story of the Sullivan brothers. Now, this was a close-knit Irish-American family being reported by Military.com from Waterloo, Iowa. They enlisted in the Navy shortly after Pearl Harbor on condition that they'd be allowed to serve together. And apparently no other family suffered such a heavy loss when they all unfortunately died, and this has led to a policy of discharging service members who are the only surviving members of the family. They say two Navy ships, including an active guided missile destroyer, have been named in the brothers' honor. They're also celebrated in the 1944 movie The Fighting Sullivans that was also aimed at honoring sacrifice at the height of the war. And the ship was first identified by an autonomous underwater vehicle aboard the research vessel Petrel. That's according to a statement by Mr. Allen. And the crew deployed its remotely operated underwater vehicle the next day and recorded the first images of the wreckage. It's chilling. And they said they did not expect to find the Juno on St. Patrick's Day. They said the variables of these searches are just too great. But they did. And it was an unexpected coincidence to the Sullivan brothers and all the service members who were lost 76 years ago. Some people even believe that Saving Private Ryan was inspired by the Sullivan brother deaths, as they had to save Private Ryan because he lost his other brothers in the movie. So the Juno had been commissioned February 14, 1942, about 9 months prior to his sinking, according to the Navy. After a short spring patrol on the Atlantic coast, it was sent on blockade patrol of the Martinique and Guadeloupe Islands to prevent the escape of French naval units and the ship then returned to New York to complete alterations. Then they'd operate in North Atlantic and Caribbean from June through August on patrol and escort duties. Then it was dispatched to the Pacific, where it participated in several battles and combat actions, and then the Battle of Santa Cruz on October 26th. And then November 8th, 1942, the Juno departed New Caledonia to escort reinforcements to Guadalcanal, and they arrived the morning of the 12th. They took their position as a protective screen for the transports and cargo vessels, and the unloading had taken place without incident until after 2 p.m. when 30 Japanese planes attacked, and the Juno was able to shoot down six enemy torpedo bombers. But they say after reports came, and I'm reading this from Military.com, and that a large Japanese force was there for the island, an American attack group of cruisers and destroyers left Guadalcanal to engage the 18 to 20 Japanese vessels, including two battleships. This is according to the Navy. And although outnumbered and outgunned, the group did fight valiantly. And the Juno teamed with the USS Atlanta to sink an enemy destroyer. But the port side of Juno had been hit by a torpedo. So it withdrew before noon on November 13th. And then a Japanese submarine launched three torpedoes at the Juno, limped alongside the damaged USS San Francisco. He avoided two of the bombs, but was struck by the third. Horrible explosion. It was broken to two and disappeared in 20 seconds. So, multiple people were lost. The captain, crew, as well as the five Sullivan brothers. They say the American task force did not stay to check for survivors. They fled the scene because of the risk of further Japanese attacks. And due to Juno's abrupt sinking, they figured that there would be more casualties. So, they returned several days later. 10 members of the crew had been rescued from the water 8 days after the sinking. So, the brothers, Albert, Francis, George, Joseph, and Madison, had entered World War II after Frank was killed on the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor, 1941. So they enlisted the day after Christmas, and they asked to be stationed together. And George, one of the sons, said, "As a bunch, there is nobody that could beat us. We would appreciate it very much if you could, if possible, keep us together." And the Navy granted the request. So all five brothers went to the Juno. So their mother, Alita, continued to support the war effort after their death. And the Sullivan family had become synonymous with sacrifice. FDR sent the family a personal letter expressing their sorrow. And the surviving sibling, Genevieve, enlisted in the Waves in 1943 and then died in 1975. So, sad case, sad, very sad. But it just, I'm looking pictures now of the ship. It blows your mind. And it was something that they just found on St. Patrick's Day. So I wanted to share that with you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few things. Alzheimer's is costing Americans $277 billion a year. Billion dollars a year. And it's rising. We're also going to talk about bee venom acupuncture. Some people are getting acupuncture, but they're doing bee venom acupuncture using live bee stings. Pretty dangerous. We don't recommend it. Plus, we looked a little bit into cockroach DNA, and we learned why they're so hard to kill. Plus, our taste buds start to dull as we gain weight. Scientists think they know why our taste buds are dulling, which unfortunately can make obesity problems even worse. Because if you don't feel like you're tasting the food, you're going to make them a little bit more sugary, a little bit more salty, a little bit more fattening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, good boy. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm Rick Hossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're still in shock that one of these driverless vehicles killed somebody. You know, we haven't really been seeing a lot of news about it, because there's been so much going on with the Austin bomber, who, by the way, has been caught and blew himself up as police approached his vehicle. We talked about that in the previous hour, which I'm sure you guys have already heard. But this Uber, self-driving Uber that killed a pedestrian who was just walking her bike, not a lot of people are talking about that. And I think that's some pretty big news also. It doesn't have to cover the midterm elections and overshadow any of the other news that's going on with Trump and Mueller and all that. You can still talk about all that, but, I mean, we have self-driving vehicles out there that have the potential to kill us. No one's really talking about that. Well, Daily Mail wrote adds a little bit of information on the quote-unquote backup safety driver that was in that car. They call them quote-unquote safety drivers. And his name is Rafaela Vasquez. And from what we understand, he has had a bunch of traffic offenses, as well as a felony, has had a suspended license twice. And this is who was hired by Uber for as being in the emergency seat of the self-driving vehicle. It killed Elaine Herzberg, 49 years old, in Tempe, Arizona. So, Rafaela was the Uber operator. She's 44 years old. Had been given citations for failing to stop at a red light, speeding, not really speeding heavily. They say 37 miles per hour to 35 mile per hour zone. I wouldn't freak out that much about that. She had been driving her own Chevy Impala. And in August 2009, she was caught driving her Chevy Malibu with a suspended license and license plates. In March, she had been cited while driving the same vehicle, again with a suspended license and without current registration. A further incident in November 2007, she was pulled over in a green Chevy Malibu, cited for driving with suspended license plates without proof of insurance. And in the most recent charge, what was dismissed in Phoenix Municipal Court, the latest charge of the suspended license plates was dismissed. So these lists of charges, they say, raise fresh questions over the death of Elaine Herzberg, who was hit by the self-driving Uber XC90, which Vasquez was the safety driver for. Now, Uber had not disclosed her lengthy history of driving offenses in its public statements about the death. And a statement issued on Tuesday, the San Francisco company Uber said that she met all of its requirements in Arizona and referred to its hiring policy, saying that everyone deserves a fair chance. Now, this is what I want to know. I don't care about prior driving offenses of speeding a little bit or failure to stop at a stop sign. We all do that. I don't care about that. What I want to know is, was there marijuana on board? I want to know where, I mean, I'm looking at the mugshot. She does look a little stoned. I know I'm not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to sit there and medically diagnose based on a picture. But a lot of us do, and a lot of us are right. But, yeah, you know, and again, she could be in shock. But I would really like to know, was marijuana on board? See, this still kind of frustrates me with not seeing a lot of news about this whole Uber killing incident. They say Uber has applied the same standard to, quote, safety drivers of its self-driving cars as it does to its regular drivers, despite the autonomous vehicles program being a high-profile pilot that a lot of cities have not declined to take part in. They say the history of traffic offenses also raises questions about whether police were aware of or considered her history when they suggested that the death could not have been prevented. They say the citations were issued under her legal name of Rafaela, the same first name that she was jailed under 2001. Why? Well, she was convicted of an attempted armed robbery. She was found guilty of conspiring with a friend to rob $2,700 from the Scottsdale branch of Blockbuster Video. And they were going to use a firearm, an imitation firearm, to commit the crime. Vasquez was later sentenced to 5 years of prison, 3 years and 10 months, of which she did serve. So that then poses the question, should ex-cons be behind the wheel of our driverless vehicle? Which, that just doesn't even make sense. But I guess these driverless vehicles for the pilot do have somebody in there. They do have, you know, and so they're not technically driverless. It looks like she was absolutely worthless sitting there when this happened. But also, nobody's telling us, was this a split-second jump of a curb? Was this a car deciding to gun her down? Was this a mistake on the pedestrian's part where she, you know, where she jumped in the way of the car? I mean, nobody's really telling us what the hell happened. So, they say Uber followed the Obama administration in 2016 by allowing felons to drive for them as long as their convictions were more than 7 years old. So if your conviction was over 7 years old, you're allowed to, I guess there's some leniency in terms of hiring. So, according to Daily Mail, they say, we joined the Obama administration along with over 200 companies across the tech, retail, financial, and food and beverage industries as a founding partner of the Fair Chance Business Pledge. The pledge is a call to action for businesses to improve their communities by eliminating barriers for those with criminal records and creating pathways for second chances. Now, I am fine with second chances. I'm fine with that, okay? Because obviously, there are some people on a first chance screwing up pretty badly, right? You know, like as we see with this Austin bomber kid, my guess is this is the first crime he ever committed in his life. So, somebody has a first-time offense, second-time offense. I get this idea of second chances. I'm more concerned about drugs on board and them doing quality checks and employee reviews. That's my issue. How close are they watching these people? Anyway, the background check, they say Uber's background check policy states the driver must have no felonies in the last 7 years and no major driving crimes like DUI or reckless driving. Drivers cannot have more than three minor moving violations of the past 3 years, such as speeding tickets or failure to obey traffic laws. Now, Uber has been definitely criticized a lot. There's been reports of an Uber driver charged with rape. The Boston Herald is reporting that a Uber driver has been charged in rape of a passenger. He admitted, the driver, to police that he found the semi-conscious and partially nude woman in his car early Sunday morning to having sex with an an Uber driver accused of raping a passenger admitted to police, and the police had found the semi-conscious and partially nude woman in his car early Sunday morning. He admitted to having sex with the drunk woman. But he claimed she initiated it. Ranjan Thapa, 26 years old, said, I know I'm in trouble. I had sex with her. The driver's statement, along with the woman's subsequent statements, that she could not remember anything that occurred that night, nor had she ordered a vehicle from Uber, led to the rape charge. He has pleaded not guilty and is being held on $10,000 bail. There was another, I believe, report of somebody being unfortunately raped. Uber and Lyft have made a name for themselves where they have been hallmarked as fairly safe with the way the app is and the way you have the tracking of, anytime I take an Uber or whatever, my husband knows exactly which car I'm in. Right? He could see where the car is going. I mean, it's amazing, the technology. But where I get nervous is if everybody's ordering an Uber, somebody could pretend they're your Uber. And I know there's an app saying, look, your Uber is going to be, a brown car or whatever. But if somebody's drunk, they might not be on top of that. And they, oh, you're my Uber, great, and then jump in. And I love the fact that people can make extra money on the side. I think it's great. I think a lot of Uber and Lyft drivers are doing great, things, considering they were unemployed during the recession. And for them to go out there and make a living and support their family, I want those jobs to exist. I just don't think we have a grip on the safety of it. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about the latest issues that Uber's been having. So Uber is growing too fast for what I think they're ready for, like these driverless vehicles. You can't kill somebody. And I know somebody could say, look, Dr. Dahlia, look, there are more people dying in regular accidents than self-driving cars. Yeah, but if there's a potential for a self-driving car to kill somebody, we have no tolerance for that, like we do with other cars. 1-877-DAL-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, people do stupid things, and some of them are doing it in the name of health. And so I call them less stupid than other people out there. But apparently we have a 55-year-old Spanish woman, I believe from Spain, who died because she was having bee venom acupuncture using live bee stings. Now, I'm a huge fan of acupuncture. I think acupuncture is so underutilized in the Western countries, and it is so therapeutic. However, I would not inject toxins into the acupuncture sites. Researchers in the Journal of Investigational Allergology, or allergology, that is a made-up word. Are they starting to now make up allergology and clinical immunology? Those are real words, but allergology, that's ridiculous. Anyway, in that journal, reports on this case of this 55-year-old. Her death was attributed to anaphylaxis, that's a very severe allergic reaction, from bee venom, which precipitated a stroke. Then she went into multi-system organ failure. And the researchers explained that the woman had been receiving acupuncture once a month over the past 2 years to treat stress and muscle pain. She apparently had no reported adverse reactions during her multiple sessions. No other medical problems. Then, during a recent session, she developed difficulty breathing, wheezing, and lost consciousness after one of the live stings was applied. So, according to Forbes, they say before you embrace any alternative therapy, you should stop and think, what are the potential risks and benefits compared with standard therapy? Why would you want to use live bee stingers? Well, apparently bee acupuncture in other countries is pretty common. China, Korea, Indonesia, parts of South America. It's been long part of traditional medicine. And they've used bee acupuncture for arthritis and rheumatic disease. But see, this is what blows my mind. Regular acupuncture works on that. Regular acupuncture already works. You don't have to add the bee venom. So this extreme form of acupuncture has been part of a wider medical practice called apitherapy. It uses products from bees, including pollen and honey, to treat chronic medical conditions. So they take bee venom using live bees. They pinch them until the stinger appears, and then they insert the stinger through the skin. The bee dies after losing the stinger, obviously. They die in the process. And bee venom contains an anti-inflammatory compound known as melatonin, not to be mixed up with melatonin. The problem is current medical studies are not really providing a lot of convincing evidence that this will work to alleviate pain. And there are risks for adverse reactions like skin rashes, anaphylaxis. And the venom increases the longer such acupuncture is administered. So, with each session, you have a greater chance of becoming more allergic. With anaphylaxis, not only can you have major hives, but you stop breathing, you have a huge drop in blood pressure, massive airway swelling, you go into multi-organ failure because you're not getting blood to where it needs to go, and unfortunately, if you don't breathe, you're losing oxygen to the brain. Get a stroke. So they gave her epinephrine, steroids, antihistamines, but she didn't make it. Apparently, she actually got her epinephrine late. It doesn't sound like there was any crash cart on site. So the ambulance arrived 30 minutes after her symptoms began. So she didn't get her epinephrine right away. And epinephrine is what we use to treat anaphylaxis. Those are those EpiPens that people are spending multiple hundreds of dollars on, which unfortunately we can't get cheaper for. To have at the house or to have on standby in case your kid goes through an anaphylactic reaction for peanuts or bees or go through that reaction. So the clinic did give her some steroid, methylprednisolone, but that doesn't work as quickly and doesn't work by the same mechanism as epinephrine. Methylprednisolone does calm down the immune system, but epinephrine could have probably saved her. So, these bee venom acupuncture treatments are not a good idea. Let me just say that. I am a fan of acupuncture, however. So, I know everybody wants to try the latest thing, and placebo is huge when it comes to these alternative treatments. You know, I love placebo. When somebody says, look, if you take this, you'll sleep, and it's a dummy pill that helps you sleep, I'm a huge fan of that, because then you're not taking too much medicine, right? You're not taking any medicine all, and you're using mind over matter. I love that. I think that's great. And maybe for some, bee venom does make them feel better. But the key thing to this is you may not have a reaction the first time you do it, or the second time, or the 20th time. But the 21st time, that may be, unfortunately, when you react. You know, I told you guys about me having an allergy to the antibiotic Bactrim. Bactrim is an amazing antibiotic that we use for sinus infections. We use for bladder infections. Bactrim is, I think it came out in the 60s, sulfa drug. And my mom was allergic to it, and she said, be careful because you may be. I go, but Mom, I've had it as a kid. I've used Bactrim for a while. It's cheap. In fact, it used to be safe in pregnancy. We used to take it, in the first two trimesters. You could take it in the first two trimesters in pregnancy, and then they later stopped giving that because there were some issues with third trimester and jaundice of the newborn. But Bactrim, very... efficacious. Plus, with MRSA, the multiple, the methicillin drug-resistant Staph aureus, some of them are susceptible to Bactrim. So I was very happy that in case I ever had an issue, I could take Bactrim. My mom was allergic, but not me. Well, I had surgery, and I started to get a skin infection from the surgery, a wound infection, and the doctor gave me Bactrim. And I told him, I go, you want to what? Give me something else. My mom keeps saying I'm going to be allergic one day to it, and I just give me something else. He goes, no, I'm the doctor. You're now the patient. You're not the doctor anymore, Dahlia, right now. I'm the doctor, and I'm going to give you Bactrim. Within an hour or two of taking the antibiotic, even though I had taken it already for years, you know, different times in my life, I started to urinate. It almost looked black, my urine. I started to bleed underneath the skin, get these little petechiae. So my vessels were inflamed. I had full-blown body aches. And I just, it wasn't a rash. I didn't stop breathing, anything like that. But I started to feel my body shut down. And it was probably the 17th or 18th time I took the antibiotic, even though all the other times, no issues. So one thing you have to know about anaphylaxis, whether it's a bee sting or a peanut allergy or whatever, is your body has to be first primed. So you won't have a reaction the first time. You may not have it the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth time. But all of a sudden, there's one time when it hits, and boy, does it hit bad. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of bugs, cockroaches are some of the most persistent and sturdy household pests, according to the Tech Times, okay? We have figured out why they're so hard to kill. The American cockroach, known as Perplaneta americana, it's kind of about the size of what, a AA battery, it is the largest common house cockroach, also known as a water bug, and it could survive a week with its head cut off. And it can eat anything, poop, whatever. It can even eat other dead or live cockroaches. And in this new study published in the journal Nature Communications, Shizan from the Institute of Plant Physiology and Ecology in Shanghai, China, have revealed what makes these creatures successful. They took the genome of the American cockroach and compared it to two other related species, as well as those of other insects called Blattodea, known as termites. And they found, they looked at the evolutionary history of cockroaches, and they found that the roaches evolved an expanded set of genes. And these genes comprise an internal detox system that provides protection to these insects in the event that they consume anything toxic, which is why you could spray them with bug spray and sometimes they don't die. These expanded genes, survival of the fittest, also include those that beef up their immune system to protect them from infection when exposed to other germs. And so these bugs can live in very filthy conditions and eat anything. Plus, they found their genes ensure fast reproduction of roaches, and these bugs can regrow limbs that get broken off or bitten off by predators. So there's some pretty, I don't know, maybe you got to use a flamethrower to kill them. I don't know. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this is interesting. We may be able to fly from London to New York in 3.5 hours in a mini Concorde baby boom plane that would travel at 1,687 miles per hour. They say it is a step closer to takeoff after a milestone engine delivery. This is Richard Branson's backed Boom Supersonic. Expects a prototype of its passenger plane to make its first test flight by the end of the year. XB-1, or known as Baby Boom, I love that, right, is now a step closer, okay, for this two-seater. Oh, it's only a two-seater. Okay, so we can't take it if we, you know. I like London. I was there for the very first time this summer. And I was like, oh, dang, it's pretty cool. I feel so bad because I've been making fun of the British, like, this whole time, you know, and they're actually really cool. And by the way, I did not see a roundabout. I did not see one roundabout when I was in England. Yet we have all these roundabouts here, and everybody says, well, it's the British. Maybe it's not the British. But the British haven't taken credit for our roundabouts. CEO Blake Scholl tweeted, milestone coming up, XB1 engines are on a truck, and will arrive at Boomerang Hangar within the week. It is going to go 1,687 miles per hour. They are using supersonic technology that could take passengers from London to New York in just 3.5 hours. A full-size 55-seat is approved. A 55-seat plane is approved. But we want to be able to travel to the year 2023. So, according to the company's website, they are going to refine our design and engineering, test key supersonic technologies to ensure efficiency, safety, and reliability. See, I wonder how that works with air traffic control. You know how air traffic control, when you start watching things, you start to get used to a time of the, of you know, the flow and speed of things. So if you have all the other planes going, you know, beep, beep, you know, you see them move maybe like a millisecond for each beep, because that's like, what, 500 miles per hour? And then all of a sudden you have something that could go three times the speed. Then I wonder if air traffic controllers have to reevaluate their whole choreography of watching these planes. The aircraft will have one business class seat on either side of the aisle, so each passenger gets both window and aisle access. Tickets could cost $2,500. Now, considering some of the first class costs, even though that's a crap load of money, business people with business accounts who need to leave New York in the morning and be in London by the afternoon before the close of business because of the time change, I see businesses pay for this. They have confirmed that Virgin Galactic and Japan Airlines will operate the aircraft. Japan Airlines has invested $10 million into Boom Supersonic. As part of the deal, Japan's number two carrier has the option to purchase up to 20 Boom aircraft and will provide its knowledge and experience as an airline to hone in on the aircraft design. So very cool. Two crew, 52 meters or 170 feet, wingspan of 60 feet, 45 standard passengers, 55 during high density, up to 4 flight attendants. Yeah, I want to see the cocktail carts. 2 lavatories. Ooh, okay, good. 2 potties. You have to have 2. What if the pilot's in there and he's really dropping the deuce? You know, you need 2. Nose temperature would be 307 degree Fahrenheit. I would not want to be the one to test that. So very cool. Supersonic. All right. Let's get to the next study. There's a large study telling us to avoid swimming in an ocean. A study out of University of Exeter has found that people who swim in the ocean have a higher risk of contracting ear ailments and GI distress than non-sea bathers. This large-scale meta-study hypothesizes that pollution is a major factor in increasing swimmer susceptibility to getting sick. They looked at 19 studies, totaling over 120,000 people from a variety of high-income countries, including the U.S., U.K., Australia, and New Zealand. And they found that people that swam in seawater or bathed in seawater had twice the chance of developing ear issues and, you know, like ear infections, and 29% higher chance of developing GI illness when compared to those who were not exposed to seawater. And I told you guys years ago that everybody potties in the ocean. And so you're actually getting that stuff in your mouth. And I know there's high salt content, but still. So, a lot of people like to be in the sea. They think seawater and sea salt does you good, but people are getting diarrhea, they're getting stomach aches, and they think that maybe it's the pollution. I think it's all the poop in the ocean. Animal poop. So, it's not the first study of its kind. In January, a team reported that regular surfers in coastal waters off the UK were 3 times more likely to have antibiotic-resistant strain of E. coli bacteria in their guts than non-surfers. The study hypothesized that the surfers, who as a group are known to swell large volumes of seawater than regular swimmers, were regularly coming into contact with antibiotic-resistant bacteria from a variety of runoff sources, including farm crops, treated with manure and sewage. We have got to stop drinking ocean water. So, I like the ocean. Some of you guys just came back from spring break. Some of you are about to go. The ocean is like the place where everybody wants to go. Everybody wants to go and hit the water. I don't blame you. Just no swallowing. Let's talk about Alzheimer's. Americans, stop giggling. Alzheimer's costs Americans $277 billion a year, and it is rising. 5.7 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease. 5.5 million of them are over the age of 65. By 2025, the number of seniors with Alzheimer's could reach 7.1 million. And we really don't have any major treatments. We have some things that may delay, may help some cognition, but we really don't have this nipped yet. They say if no new treatments are found, the number could hit 13.8 million by 2050, according to a new report on Alzheimer's disease and facts and figures, because we're growing older, we're living longer, and we're surviving the heart attacks and all sorts of other stuff. Every 65 seconds, they see someone in the U.S. develops Alzheimer's disease. By the year 2050, that's going to be every 33 seconds. Now, by the time 2050 comes around, what year is it now? It's 2018? Yeah, I'm going to be prime age for that. So that's not very good. Every 33 seconds, I'm going to be like, okay, did I get it? Did I get it? Whew. Okay, good. Okay, now another 30 seconds. Did I get it? No, I'm so scared. Deaths from other major causes are continuing to decline, but Alzheimer's deaths are doubling, rising 123%. Right now, the number of deaths from heart disease, the leading cause of death, has fallen 11%. Why? Because we got awesome drugs out there, statin medications. We're treating diabetes a little bit more aggressively now, although they're saying to back off. I don't think so. We're doing amazing stuff when it comes to stents and interventional cardiology. But we're still in trouble. From heart standpoints, one in three of us are at risk for heart disease, they're saying. And they say most U.S. adults have poor cardiovascular health. They say black adults no longer lag behind white people in cardiovascular health as they once did, because we are seeing more white people have issues with hearts as well. Researchers examined nationally representative survey data collected from 1988 to 2014 from U.S. adults aged 25 or older who did not have a history of cardiovascular disease. And even amongst the youngest people in the study, ranging from 25 to 44, the proportion of people with optimal heart health never exceeded 40% in whites, 25% of Mexican Americans, and 15% of African Americans. So they say the cardiovascular health of the U.S. is getting worse. Now, the study looked at 21,000 white people, 10,400 African Americans, 4,000 Mexican Americans born in the U.S., and 5,500 Mexican Americans born elsewhere. And they looked at all the risk factors. So what are the risk factors for heart disease? High blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, obesity, inactivity, smoking, a diet with limited fruits and vegetables and whole grains. Also include short stature in there, stress. And the proportion of Americans with healthy eating and exercise habits have also declined. So they looked at number 1988 to 1994, and they go through a bunch of different numbers. But we see that we're starting to all have issues despite our ethnicity. So what does that mean for you or I? Well, we need to get our acts together. We need to stop eating the crap. We need to exercise more. If you have high cholesterol, you may need to consider a cholesterol medication. Yeah, pharmaceutical, sorry. You may have to consider pharmaceutical. Get some vegetables in you, eat more fish, cut the red meat, and listen to more stimulating Medical Talk Radio. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.